know it's going to be hard-fought game all the way to the fourth quarter. I mean, they know us. We know them. We played them one time, so we got plenty of film to look at. So, I mean, it's going to be one of those tough games. You know, they're going to come in with their hair on fire, ready to go. So we just have to respond and bounce back.
Last time you got, if memory serves me right, last time you played them was almost an entire nickel and dime game. To somebody who plays in the back end like you, does that make a hill of beans one way or the other? Do you like those games, or how do you look at that?
We just play whatever's called. You know, we just got to play the defense, and you're held accountable to do your job on whatever play is called, and that's the way we look at it.
Thank you.
In what ways has Calvin Johnson improved his game from when he came into the league, and maybe especially this
year? Just his big playmaking ability. Just for me, going back from when I was getting recruited in high school to go to Georgia Tech, I mean, Calvin played a big role in there. To me, he's always been a playmaker dating back to Georgia Tech. And just you can see his speed. You know, he has a big body. He's capable of breaking tackles. And then, you know, they throw the jump ball, and he's capable of going to get the ball at the highest point. So if you throw it around his area, he has great hands, and he's going to come down with it.
Has he gotten better at the short routes? This year especially, it seems like he's catching a lot more of those balls.
Yeah, he has gotten better because not only do they use him on the outside, his plays where he could be lined up at the slot, you know, run a little short, what we call stick routes, like getting to the chain, getting the first down. So not only is he a big play receiver for them, he's also at times can be a possession receiver for them as well.
And now that he's doing that as well, does it make him even tougher to beat? Is it kind of impossible? He's had over 125 yards.
Yeah,
it's so many games in a row.
Yeah, that's why I say you got to go in really being technique sound, really, knowing where your help is and knowing that you're not the only guy out there. You know, you have help out there. So we all have to work together, make sure we're all on the same page and can communicate, because one little slip up, you know, Stafford can make you pay for it, long as with Calvin Johnson.
This is the time of year when you don't know what the weather is going to be like. Is the offense have an advantage in that, or the defense, or how do you look at that if there's 4 inches of snow out there on land?
If it's rain, sleet, or snow, you got to go out there and play. So if it's snow, you know, it's more like of a defensive advantage, because the offense has to do a great job of protecting the ball. You know, in this snow, it seems like that ball in cold weather, that ball can slip out a little easier. So just got to go out there, toughen up, and play.
Some guys are looking forward to maybe playing in the snow. Are you one of them?
Yeah, I am, because I never played in, like an all-white snow game like back when Green Bay played Seattle in the playoffs. I never experienced nothing like that. So if we do get that, I mean, that'd be pretty fun.
You remember seeing that game on TV, or did you just from being around here and seeing pictures? Or?
Yeah, I seen pictures, and then back then I caught the highlight. I didn't watch the game, but I caught the highlights on SportsCenter. But I always, when we seen that back home, me and my friends used to, you know, you don't get snow like that in Atlanta, so we always wonder what it'll feel like. And the little bit we do get, we was quick to run outside and play in it. So if we do get snow, it'd be like I'm a little kid going back outside.